Estienne de Klerk speaking on behalf of the property industry. He is chairman at SA REIT Association. Estienne, welcome to The Money Show. I mean, you must be hearing from a lot of people like Mark who are stuck in a very, very similar position.
Yes, Bruce, clearly it's pretty unprecedented sort of environment that we're operating in. I think we long for the horrible economy that we had 4 weeks ago. Before, obviously, this shutdown period was announced as an industry. And I think as a result of this and in response, the property industry has various representative bodies, which include the South African Property Owners Association, SA REIT, which is all the listed REITs, and also the Shopping Centre Council of South Africa. And we have effectively grouped together, which is pretty unprecedented. We've also spoken to the Competition Commission to advise them that we would like to have discussions as landlords to see how we can actually assist the tenants in the retail space, specifically because they've obviously been hardest hit. The difficulty is to some extent, the real estate industry is pretty much the ham in the sandwich in that, you know, clearly all staff and other suppliers are being paid in this next month, but the landlords seem to be in the crosshairs with most of the retailers. So, you know, we as an industry are looking to see whether we can actually put together a package, a relief package, so to speak, and assistance for our tenants across the board, and roll it out literally across the country on a consistent sort of basis. Now, that is a very ambitious and thing to do, and clearly it's never been done before, but hopefully, you know, we have made some good progress. We've also started some really constructive discussions with some of the really large retailers that have been particularly impacted by this shutdown. And, we're quietly confident that hopefully within the next week or two, we'll be able to, announce something. And I'm sure that, you know, the benefits of what we hopefully will be able to pass through to our tenants will help certainly in the months of April and May. There are at national level also, you know, various things like the Solidarity Fund, and some of the financial institutions also thinking about various ways how they can assist with either stimulus or assisting the smalls, SMBs, with maybe debt facilities, etc., which ultimately collectively will relieve the pressure a little bit. Unfortunately, in South Africa, we haven't got the benefit of a $2 trillion stimulus package that government has come with, you know?
No, we haven't. But the likes of the Oppenheimers and the Ruperts and the Motsepes and Naspers have stepped forward, and First Rand has announced a fund as well, and we're seeing more and more money come to the fore. And it's scratching the surface, but it's some assistance in a time of crisis. And as property owners, you guys are going to have to take it for the team, I'm afraid, because, you know, if your tenants do go bankrupt, well, then your recovery from this crisis is by no means guaranteed. You're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, aren't you?
Yes, Bruce, I mean, as I pointed out, we are taking one little bit for the team. I think the reality is there are several initiatives, other than the stimulus, let's call it assistance package for tenants. We are talking to the banks and the financiers collectively as an industry, because if we don't receive our rent, clearly, the industry isn't made of money, so, you know, they have to pay interest on their debt. Our costs are quite fixed because our biggest expense is rates and taxes. And as we need, as you know, our municipalities are desperately in need of funding, and the commercial real estate sector pretty much funds the municipalities in all the cities. So, you know, we do have a big sense of responsibility, and we have a clear focus on trying to assist the SMEs and also the smaller landlords, because clearly in this environment, it's not just the smaller SMEs that are struggling on the retail side, but also the smaller landlords don't have the access to liquidity, etc. So we're working with National Treasury to see whether certainly the REITs can potentially withhold income. I don't know if the listeners know, but regulatory-wise, REITs pay out all their profit on a six-monthly basis to their investors, who are pretty much retired people and pension funds and investment funds. So the idea would be maybe to get reprieve of that payout requirement for maybe a two-year period, which will give them a bit of extra liquidity, which then could assist tenants in the space. So not
ultimately, absolutely, Estienne. But ultimately, somebody suffers. I mean, so you get a reprieve on the payouts to pensioners. Pensioners then have less income. But at least your tenants are safe. And if the tenants are safe, you have a sustainable business. And then you can, at some point in the future, reinstate the payouts. It's this vicious circle of really big trade-offs. And again, no solution now. No solution in the next week or maybe two. But I guess the appeal is for a level of patience by tenants. People like Mark who's saying, you know, I've written to them, but I don't have an answer. I need an answer. So now you don't have an answer. That's the short end of the story, isn't it?
We're actually pretty far down the line. I'm confident that hopefully, certainly for the smaller players, I think the industry is pretty reactive and proactive, and hopefully within the next couple of days, I'm hoping that some of the landlords will be able to go back to their kind of SMMEs and give them some kind of idea of what the industry is thinking. So,
Estienne de Klerk, sorry to cut you, but thank you very much. Spokesperson for the property industry, the big property associations and membership groups collaborating on this to try and find a way to give a break. But there are consequences. For every action you take, there is a consequence. If they have to suspend their payments, then pensioners suffer. And if pensioners suffer, well, that is cruel because many people are dependent on that income. There are no easy answers. For every action you take, there is a consequence. And these guys are going to have to weigh up those consequences. People have trusted property companies for decades as being absolutely rock solid certain in terms of making payouts. And suddenly that certainty has disappeared. And that's the reality of this crisis.